In the country of Japan, being told that your face is small is very high praise for a woman. In Russia, if someone tells you that you look like a cucumber, it means that you look healthy and fresh. And if someone calls you an old pot in Cameroon, it means you are a wonderful cook. All of these are examples of compliments, words of praise. And as you can see, there are differences among places and cultures about what is believed to be complimentary. But most people agree that giving a compliment is a nice thing to do. In today's program, we'll show you some common language Americans use to give compliments. Let's break the discussion into three sections: appearance, abilities, and possessions. We will begin with appearance. This includes the way a person looks, the clothes they wear, and their hairstyle. You may have already used some of the common language structures for praising appearance. Others may be new. For example, you are or look plus adjective, as in, you are beautiful, and you look great today. A closely related structure simply adds a noun, as in, you are a beautiful person. In fact, this structure is also common for praising someone's abilities, as I will return to shortly. Other common structures for complimenting appearance are I like or love plus noun, as in, I love that bag and I really like your hair, and what a plus adjective plus noun, as in, what a fun tie and what a pretty dress. Listen to a short exchange.
Ooh, what a fun tie. Where did you get it?
Oh, thank you. I got it at a shop on 14th Street.
We can also compliment someone's character, abilities, or efforts. Here's a structure you heard earlier. You are plus adjective plus noun, as in, you are such a hard worker, and you really are an amazing cook. Note that I added the words such and really. These adverbs and others, like very and so, can add strength to compliments. Next is you can really plus verb, as in, wow, you can really sing. You are great at plus noun or gerund, as in, you're great at bringing people together, and you're great at math. And you make a or an plus adjective plus noun, as in, you make a fine leader, and you make a very loving partner. Listen to a short exchange.
I'm meeting so many interesting people here. Sam, you're great at bringing people together.
That's a nice thing to say. Thanks. And I'm glad you're here.
Americans also compliment people on their possessions, such as a person's home or things inside the home, car, bike, electronics, or countless other possessions. We might offer the compliment in any of these ways. Nice plus noun, as in, nice bike, and nice phone. I like or love your plus noun, as in, I like your dining set, and I love this painting. Or what a plus adjective plus noun, as in, what a beautiful home, or what a beautiful home you have. Listen to a short exchange.
What a beautiful home you have. How long have you lived here?
Oh, thank you. For about 3 years now.
Some people may feel uneasy receiving attention and may deny the compliment in some way, but many receive them easily. A simple thank you with a smile is a gracious way to answer a compliment. You can also compliment in return by saying, "That's very kind of you," "How nice of you," or "What a nice thing to say." Depending on the social customs where you live, some compliments may not be received as such. And sometimes they shouldn't be. People can make backhanded, inappropriate, or insincere comments that they try to pass as compliments. A backhanded compliment is one that may be meant or understood as an insult. Someone might say, for instance, "You look great. Wow, I didn't recognize you." This can suggest that the compliment giver thinks the person rarely looks great. Other compliments are considered unacceptable. For example, in the U.S., it is often inappropriate to comment on physical appearance in the workplace. This is especially true when a man comments on a woman's appearance. But it is acceptable for people to compliment each other at work about work. Another kind of praise is flattery, excessive compliments that are often given in self-interest. An example is praising your supervisor or professor in hopes of gaining better pay or grades. It might work on some people, but insincerity can be hard to hide. So it's always best to follow the first rule of giving compliments. Always be sincere. I'm Alice Bryant.